Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sadly, an audio eulogy necessary all morning for the great Tina Turner. And that was, Courtney, you said that was your favorite piece of work by Tina Turner?
There's nothing like when the beat drops in that one. You know, once it speeds up a little bit, you can get the shoulders shimmying.
I think a presidential candidate Tim Scott has that on his bone list.
She is the queen of rock and roll.
She overcame a lot in her life, and I was pleasantly surprised when I walked in this morning very early, and you knew who Tina Turner was.
Of course,
even Shime.
Yeah.
Well, all these like, you know, female artists out there now, whether it's Beyonce, you know, even, you know, to some extent Taylor Swift, like. Tina walked so you could sprint, right?
Yeah.
I would say that she would probably be the queen of rock and roll. When you think about, like, rock and roll and female artists and what she was able to, like, accomplish throughout her career, I don't think there's anybody that can compare on the rock and roll sense, female-wise, with Tina Turner.
What about Aretha Franklin?
She's more, see, Aretha's not rock and roll. Aretha's more R&B. I mean, it's a different, there's a different conversation there.
Yeah.
She'd be like the queen of R&B.
And Greg brought up the, what did you say, $97 million house that she...
$76 million
house that Tina Turner bought with her boy. Mm-hmm. Did you see Beyonce and Jay-Z? You brought up Beyonce. $200 million in cash they spent on a house in California. The number one house sale in California, number two in the country.
Wow.
All cash. What's
that commission for the real
man, 3%. That's
$6 million.
This is Jimmy from New Hampshire. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'll tell you what, Jimmy Butler's coming for us tonight. He's coming right at our necks, and I wouldn't have it any other way, right? We want to see Jimmy Butler bring his best, and I want to see Miami give max effort because I think they'll have tired legs in Game Six. But two things: one, when Jimmy Butler comes into the middle and Robert Williams is guarding him, everybody else just needs to guard their own man. Robert Williams doesn't need any help. He's like a defensive player of the year candidate. Let's leave him one-on-one, and we'll take our chances. But two, to the fans out there that are going to the game tonight, we are 10-11, guys, in our last 21 playoff games at home, which is totally unacceptable. And I do blame the fans. I think the reason why we all hate each other after COVID, like, people just don't want to be near each other. We're all uncomfortable. When you go to the game tonight, turn to the people next to you and say, this team needs us. Let's be loud. Let's cheer for our team.
Have you been to a playoff game?
I was at game four of the finals last year, the Celtics against Golden State. And I'm telling you, Greg, like, the people don't know when to cheer.
Oh,
like, they're all quiet. Steph Curry comes out of a timeout, bangs a three, and then everybody's silent and sits down. It's like, no, that's when you got to be louder at that point. These fans can help win a game.
Jimmy, you could not be more wrong about this. I don't know if you're following Jaylen Brown's lead or whatever. The fans, the Celtics fans, are so into it.
Greg, if there's anybody that hates each other inside the Garden tonight, it's the players on the floor, not the people in the stands.
Yeah.
Okay? My buddies all went to that game for I didn't go because I didn't want to spend $2,000. They said it was the loudest they had ever heard the Garden. They've been going there for 15 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about. They Celtics started out game four, if you remember, on fire. The place was electric. They lost the 5-point lead at the end, but you can't blame that on the fans.
Speaking of spending money, I told you I ran into Higgs last night. We should get him on this morning because there's some crazy Nuggets fan who bought tickets for, I think, tickets for game seven at the Garden, and what they, anticipating that there's going to be a game seven, what they spent is, we should get Higgs on at some point. You won't believe it. But that brings me to my lead muffin, which must be awarded this morning based on who had the better lead. And I went, Courtney, your lead was excellent this morning, by the way, on Ja Morant. But I went in this direction because I want to know if this is the prevailing wisdom now with Celtics fans. Has your optimism overcome your pessimism as you look at this Celtics team and their attempt to do something that has never been done in the NBA? There have been 150 teams that have been down 3-0 in the playoffs, and not a single one of them has ever done what the Celtics will attempt to start doing tonight. So lead muffin goes to Curtis.
Yeah!
Good job, Curtis.
Hey!
Who said this on this show at 6:25 this morning.
I think the Celtics actually are going to win this series. I have no idea why I think this, other than they're 8-point favorites at home tonight. I think it's up to 8.5, and I trust Vegas. They are the better team. Does anybody doubt that?
No.
No.
And
no.
Their best player, when he's at his best, is the best player on the floor, no matter what Jimmy Butler does. And the Garden tonight, I poo-pooed Wiggy saying it'll be loud. I was wrong. I think it's going to be a great night in Boston. It is going to be loud. So, I don't know. I'm back aboard. I think it would be awesome. And it would be such a cool way for Tatum and Brown to sort of put it all back on the media. If Brown can somehow get a little, you know, better tonight. I'm excited. I'm so glad we get to watch it. In the first half of game four, it didn't look like we'd have a shot. And I'm glad to have the opportunity tonight.
Well done, Curtis. Lead muffin for Curtis. And potentially lead sausage for Courtney's friend tonight.
Oh,
God. I was just feeling so good.
I said that for Wiggy.
Would that be Italian or spicy?
More like a garlic and herb.
A quick plug as I get to have a 20-second speech after winning my 15th muffin. Curtis WEEI on Instagram. I don't have a lot of great content, but tonight I think you'll want to follow me at dinner.
You're not Instagramming anything.
IGLIVE.
Can I also say that I received a text from another guest from the wedding, my friend Jack, and he said, from an outsider's perspective, you would have never guessed that Greg and your friend had just met. I thought she was his plus one because she didn't leave his side the whole wedding.
No.
I thought they had been together a while because they had a nice aura, like they were both having lots of fun.
Ooh, an aura. There was an aura.
Mm.
Oh, we'll see what happens this
evening. Well, that tells me you were in sniper mode during Courtney's wedding.
So
you locked in and you stalked her.
I heard there's a rumor she's bringing you deodorant to dinner.
Jimmy Butler, we listened to Jimmy Butler yesterday on this show. And he suggests that they have the momentum. Who do you think has the momentum tonight? I think it's the Celtics.
Well,
I'm honestly not worried about tonight. Mm-hmm. Like Curtis brought up the crowd. You're facing elimination. Maybe you've figured out whatever internal issues you had that were getting in the way of the way you were interacting on the court. Whatever. I'm way more worried about game six down there than I am worried about tonight. And so I think the momentum is with the Celtics.
Don't be worried. I was going to save this for my lead tomorrow, but you know what? I'm feeling kind of funky.
Well, there's going to be a game in between. So you'll have something to talk about.
No, I know that, but I just, I'm feeling kind of funky right here. So, you know, like what did the kids say? When you're feeling froggy, leap ma. So they have played. I couldn't say the rest, Curtis. So they have played in the Brown-Tatum era 7 elimination games. Their record is 6-1.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. That's something I didn't know.
That's very good, Wiggy.
They have 2 losses. Didn't they play together against the...
Nope. Since 2017, They have played in
Game 7 against the Cleveland Cavs or the Heat, whichever, LeBron.
Yes, that was 2018, May 27th. They lost to them 79-87.
And then they lost to the Warriors in an elimination game.
No, games like Game 7s where this was a final game, excuse me, Game 7 elimination game, right? So they
that doesn't include tonight then.
But it's the elimination mentality.
What?
You're missing my point.
If you can be eliminated, it's elimination game.
No. Elimination mentality. You're missing my point. Stay with me. I know I got to slow it down for some kids here. Not every kid can speak.
So Game 7 elimination.
Yes, Game 7.
Just say Game 7s.
Yes, I know that.
That went from great to eh.
Game 7 elimination
game. Pretty good stat.
Right? They are 6-1. And this is a Game 7 elimination game.
But it's not Game 7.
No, I know that. But it's a.
But what are the stats?
So was the game against the Warriors. They lost that one.
No, that one counts too. No, that one don't count. You're missing my point here. I'm tired of giving you these jewels if you're going to question the professor.
Why were you saving it for tomorrow if it has no bearing on this game tonight because it's not a Game 7?
No. Game 7 is an elimination
game. I know what a Game 7 is.
Right. So they are facing an elimination game.
You know, like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are
squares. I'm done with it. I try to give you jewels.
It was good, Wiggs.
I will appreciate Courtney. I appreciate that. One person who likes my jewels.
You know where he finds that stuff? On the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi access?
Here's Jason from the Cape. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Thank you.
Hoping to come and chop it up with you when you come down to the Cape to the Beachcomber, so looking forward to that.
That Beachcomber show last year was, I think, by far, was the best road show, and I expect nothing less from you Cape people this year. It's on June 9th, so a week from next Friday, we will be at the Beachcomber.
The place is amazing.
It's the best.
I plan to bring the energy, so
good.
Just like I did in Game 2 with all the Celtics fans around me, I was trying to, but security kept telling me to sit down, be quiet, because I was ruining it for the fans behind me. I had a real problem with that.
Yeah.
You
were there. You don't have an issue with the crowd. I think the crowd is into it. The Celtics have to play and look like they want to be there for the crowd to act like they're into it.
Jason's point, shouldn't security be letting anybody stand to root them on?
Yeah,
everybody should be on their feet.
Yes. This is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, hey, so I have every confidence that the Celtics are going to win tonight, but I have reservations on Jalen Brown because, you know, he's friends with Butler, and look at how he's played the whole series.
Yeah, I mean, he's been off this series, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But they found a way to win that, even though he's off the other night. So I think Wiggy's right. Like, if Tatum can take control, Wiggy, you said this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he is in that fourth quarter especially, and you said last 7 minutes specifically.
Yep.
If he's basically saying to them or whatever, however he does it, sign language, give me the ball. I want to win this game.
Yep.
Then they win this series.
And they will be fine. And this is for the kids who don't get it, like Curtis. So they've played in 16 elimination games. Just trying to make my point.
Okay.
They are 10-6
okay,
10 in those 16 games.
Okay. Right.
Elimination games.
Great stat. Okay,
well,
great
you know, stat. I was trying to give you another stat, a different type of jewel. You know what I tell the kids down at Brockton? This is what I tell them. So when I'm communicating with them, I tell them, listen up, because these are jewels here.
Yeah.
I'm giving you quality jewels.
Diamonds or more like emeralds?
Well, you know, it don't matter. A jewel is valuable. So when somebody gives you a jewel, you got to make sure that you're protecting that thing and taking advantage of it.
All right. Here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Final score 7-3. Bad guys in Anaheim as the Sox slump continues with an Angels sweep. James Paxton gave up 5 runs in 3 innings, but Alex Cora knew what was off during last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Coming off, stuff was good. You know, the leadoff walk and then the 2-out walk. You know, we paid the price, but I think stuff was okay. Just the command was off.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop NissanUSA.com today. The Celtics Heat Game 5 is tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 8:30. And reports out of Heat Camp saying that their flight yesterday into Boston was delayed for 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Okay. Bad airline strike again.
Yeah. Yep. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
What time is your flight leaving for Portland, Greg?
Curtis, helicopter. I will be driving up there and taking in all of the sights along the way when I arrive finally in my adopted home continent of Maine this afternoon.
You mean Johnny will be driving and you'll be sitting in the passenger seat taking
Johnny,
in all of the
Johnny
sights.
Johnny Egan, Monkey, is making his way there. And so
will you be curating your bone song?
My bone list? I do not have a bone list.
54 degrees outside, afternoon high, near 70.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Celtics, I guess, are the desperate men this evening, trying to do something that has never been done in the NBA ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And that is win 4 in a row, and they got 3 left to do, and we'll see. Jimmy Butler says that they have the momentum and the Celtics do not. But I think Curtis was spot on in his lead this morning, is that we're back to the Celtics being overall the more talented basketball team.
And the 04 Yankees, which we use, you know, cross sports, it was at best a coin flip every night between the Red Sox and Yankees. They were relatively equal talent-wise, right? You would agree?
Yep.
This is much different. The Celtics are 8 points better, according to Vegas at home. They were favored after going down 2-0 in Game 3 in Miami. And then in Game 4, after going down 3-0, they were only a 1-point dog.
Right. And the only reason why you're down 3-1 in this series is because Tatum elected not to be aggressive in the fourth quarter. I already told you about Games 1 and 2. You lost Game 1 by 7. I think you lost Game 2 by 5. And in both of those games, Tatum, what? He had zero he had zero field goal attempts in the fourth quarter.
But in the Twitch chat, Curtis, a point about the Red Sox, that Red Sox team was mentally tough. Do you think this Celtics...
I was at Game 3, 04, okay? 19-8. I gave up sports for about 12 hours. I hated everything about that team. They were puking dogs. So until they came back, until Dave Roberts stole second and Bill Miller drove him in and Ortiz hit the walk-off, we were not saying that team was the... We have the benefit of hindsight today, the benefit of history, knowing what that team went on to accomplish. But I was at Game 5 when the Yankees were up 2 in the 8th and Ortiz hit the home run off Gordon, then Varitek hit the sack fly. It was not in any way people saying, oh, this team's got it. Actually, right. That team was just, we were waiting for them to fail.
Different. You're only mentally tough after you've come back and you've won the series. That's it. I mean, when you look at, you go, oh, everybody says, oh, this team's mentally tough, this team. No, you're only mentally tough when you come back and you've proven that you win the series. And now I think it's more about the momentum of this game is from when you look at what they were able to do, and I think them saying, it's more about them buying in to when it gets to the fourth, can they put their egos aside and say, here's how we need to play basketball.
Because they have the talent. They have the talent advantage. You're playing an eight seed that got in there in a play-in game, right? So you have more talent.
And isn't this team the definition of mentally tough? If they weren't mentally tough, they would be out against the Sixers. So what are we talking about now? Yes, they showed some quit in this series, but this isn't a team that's not mentally tough, in my opinion.
When I say mentally tough, I mean they mail it in a couple games. So this year, they have mailed it in a couple games per series.
Yeah, but then when it matters, when it really, really counts, and I could be shooting myself in the foot right now for tonight, but when it really matters, they show that...
That's what Greg's going to do at dinner. Go ahead, Curtis.
No, it's not about mental.
Not a lot of nailing.
He's going to shoot himself in the foot.
Not me. Are the Celtics going to shoot prematurely tonight? You started that. I had moved away from sex talk.
Yeah, it does kind of stink. You're going to have to make sure that your meal tonight is something that's not going to weigh you down.
Oh.
You can't have too much garlic either.
Yeah.
Or see, onions.
You're not too full.
You don't know me very well. I will always choose a delicious meal over anything else. Yeah. So I don't think
Greg has to do anything differently. He's already, like, you know, like, he's been there, done that. He's rode that road. Yeah, he's
made it to the summit.
He knows what it's about. Like, it's more about whether or not she wants to, you know, like the great Ric Flair says.
He's definitely peaked.
If she wants to ride Space Mountain again.
Maybe it's my decision. Maybe I don't want to.
Well, there you go. Maybe you
ever think about that?
I already have my second question.
You ever consider that possibility?
I don't think he's Space Mountain. I think he's more of It's a Small World.
See? Good one, Courtney.
That was my favorite ride when I was younger.
But they went at it multiple times.
Yeah.
So both of them came back for
small,
more.
It's always small, though.
It was like a buffet, right? Uh-huh. The food was good enough where it made you go up there for another go at it. Mm. So if you back at that buffet, guess what you going
to
do?
Greg's actually the perfect age demographic to go to the Golden Corral buffet.
By the way, my second question for Wedding Girl is for her to list things she found more enjoyable than her night with Greg.
See, the five-question thing that you're all giddy about is not going to happen anyway because we're going to be in a restaurant. You can't record in a restaurant.
She just texted me the SATs.
We can. I'll take her into the bathroom, record there.
No. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I cannot tell you how excited I am.
Really?
What
are you so excited about?
What if it comes out that you're actually a little spoon, like Aaron Rodgers, and you've been just ridiculing him all this time, but it comes out.
But there was no spooning, though.
I bet there was spooning.
I thought you guys came back down right after it was
and
over.
And then they went back up.
Right. For a nightcap and spent the night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, maybe there was some spooning.
I just don't understand how the whole thing happened and you don't bring it up until on the show. It's disrespectful on the part of a friend. Mm. Why don't we say, hey, she wants to come to dinner or however it happened and give me I wouldn't do that to you.
The guy who complained for 8 months about not getting a plus one.
Yeah.
I mean, if Pat Connaughton were coming to town, would I just slow roll him into a thing with you and Sandro?
If you had the opportunity, I bet you would.
To be fair, you did demand that Courtney sit courtside and bring a sign for him.
No, he had me rent a child so that it looked like I got pregnant and didn't tell him.
That's the other one. Is there a child that's greeting us?
Yep.
I will say this. She clearly wants another go at it.
You think so?
Well, if she wouldn't be coming to the dinner.
No, best friends with Courtney.
Courtney said she hasn't talked to her. But before her wedding, Courtney said she hadn't talked to her in 10 years.
They grew up together.
That's what she told Greg.
She hasn't talked to Courtney since Greg and the wedding.
No. You guys grew up together.
Yes.
Right? But then you went your kind of separate ways and life, you know, did what life does.
Yeah, we still talked a few times a year. Yeah.
Right. So she's not showing up to see you, Courtney.
Mm, she's good point. Good point.
She's showing up.
I'm the in, if you will.
Oh. Right. She's hoping showing up will allow her to get back on.
Oh, she's your friend.
What you call it?
Yes.
She's your friend, and her happiness is important to you.
Of course.
Okay, so theoretically, if something were to happen, could that count as giving you your wedding gift?
Yes, you know what, Greg? I'm not holding my breath for any gift. I think your presence was present.
And in reality, doesn't this also just make Courtney the best wingwoman ever?
Yeah, true. Good point.
Yes, it does.
Good point.
All right, this is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Jesus Christ.
I know. That's how I feel. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Did Wiggy go to the Joe Biden School of Stupid Comments or something?
Jules, brother.
Oh. I mean, Wiggy, you're saying the Celtics are 6-1
Yep.
In elimination game 7.
Yep.
Right? Why don't you look up what their record is in elimination game 5?
10-6
Okay, there you go. So this is not a game 7 elimination game.
Well, it's no,
a
this
game
is
5 elimination.
Technically,
game.
It's not, but in the world of sports, it is.
No, it's not.
Athletes look at it like that way.
Because if Miami wins, if Miami loses, it's not another game.
No. From the Celtics' standpoint, I'm trying to give you the world of the basketball player. Listen to the professor when he talks.
Yeah.
Similar to Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith, when the professor talks about basketball, you should listen.
I mean, when you try to this is the issue that I have, is trying to read into the mentality of everybody associated with that organization and the Heat organization.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Like, for, you know, Joe Mazzulla. Does Joe Mazzulla look at this like he's coaching for his life? Like, does he think he has that job all set, good, and set? If Joe Mazzulla looks at this as, this is my future in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, if we blow this game tonight, I'm done.
That's how he's coaching.
You think he is?
Of course he is.
Hasn't been coaching like that all playoffs.
He knows that this playoff run, he knows that there's no next year for him if he's not able to get this team to a championship. And
that to me is a positive.
Right.
Like, job on the line, NBA life on the line, mm-hmm, for Joe Mazzulla. He figures it out,
right,
and makes his adjustments and can actually coach this team the way they should be coached.
And Courtney brought up a good point.
Good job, Courtney.
There's no, like, this team doesn't quit because they were down in the Philly series, mm-hmm, and we saw what they were able to do.
Greg, what's your record in elimination dates?
Oh, he knocks him down. He's undefeated.
Greg must do something weird, like, to females' brains when he's on dates, because every girl I've ever met that's gone on a date with Greg has been obsessed with him.
Oh, gross.
He's like the Pete Davidson of the
Sheepwood. Yeah, he shows them his black card.
It's the BDE.
I'm funny.
It is BDE.
I'm a funny guy. That's women like funny. Mm-hmm.
Funny. Greg is a good guy.
A dad bod.
Yeah.
Greg also makes excellent eye contact.
Oh.
Gross.
He does, actually.
See, I'm telling you. Like,
you know what that is. That's the F me eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Can we stop?
I don't think he's giving that to me, Wiggy.
Can we just end the show at this point, honestly?
Sure. Quicker to get to the date.
Question number 3. Did Greg shower after each short-lived duration?
I can answer that. After the first one, no.
Oh, God. This is Paul from Holyoke. What's up, Paul?
Hey, it's a zombie in the Twitch chat, actually.
Oh, all right. I love when the Twitch people actually call the show. So
this is the first time I have. I can't believe it.
What's up? What's going on?
But nothing. How's the white T-shirts?
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. Maybe I'll wear one to dinner tonight.
Ooh.
Hey,
wow.
That'll help your chances.
I think
That thing will have a very attractive combination of marinara and Alfredo on it.
Okay.
By the second.
Probably.
By the second course of dinner.
And lipstick.
No, but I have 2 points. One for the general population, one for the conspiracy people.
Yeah.
One, most of the teams that are down 3-0 deserve to be down 3-0. Like, they're trash teams. This is one of the rare occasions where the dominantly better team is down 3-0. So they have a legitimate chance. And the whole redemption thing that I did, you know, at the road show, like, that stays true.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's going to trigger some because I brought it up earlier. But is it is it not maybe a similar situation? I hate to say it, but when it comes to the Bruins, where the dominant team, and it turns out to be accurate, I think this morning, based on the fact that the Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup final, the dominant team was down 3-1 in mm-hmm. that series.
100% accurate. And it's just that's the way things are going to play out. Now, the conspiracy part of this whole thing, there is no interest in Denver versus Miami. I mean, we already know that. The interest is doo-doo. But imagine if there were 8 days between the last game played and when the NBA Finals started. Like, people wouldn't even know basketball's still happening. You know what I'm saying? I had never bet three figures on any game, but I put a hundo on the Celtics money line for game four. And I'm ready for game five. It's going to happen. The Celtics are going to pull this off.
That is the best point from Zombie yet, because I could not agree more with that. That is brilliant. There's no way that ABC, given the current state of Disney and the layoffs and everything, and the NBA is going to want you to wait 8 days for the Denver and Miami markets to meet in a championship. If you get the Celtics to push this at least to seven, then it will be the biggest story in the country on the eve of the NBA Finals, even if the Celtics don't win. Great point. Great point.
Because it'll be like the two faces of the league now, right? In the sense of the Joker, Tatum.
Yeah.
Those guys, you know, there's a few others, but those guys are looked at as being faces of the league. Like, Jimmy Butler is a great story, but people don't even, for whatever reason, they don't put him on that level amongst those guys. If I said, hey, give me your top 10 best players in the NBA right now, every player would run off a list of players, and I would be shocked if Jimmy Butler,
cracked the top 10.
Yeah, and five people's, if you pulled five people, I'd bet you four of them would, or five of them wouldn't even have Jimmy Butler in there.
This is David from Florida. What's up, David?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, quick, what was that song you played yesterday around 9:30? The I Wish I Could Be a Superhero something. Oh, the rejoiner you had.
Cypress Hill? Song. You're talking about Cypress Hill?
Superstar by Cypress Hill?
I'm not
Rock, sure. I think that was Rock Superstar,
at
maybe.
9:30 yesterday? I played All I Do by NF or Slide by Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean in the Migos.
I think it was the lyrics, I Wish I Could Be a Superhero. Fly Around Town or something like that.
No, I wasn't in any of the songs I played.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I don't know. It's driving me crazy. But, the difference between the Red Sox in 04 and the Celtics now, right now, is just not even win or lose. It's just the Red Sox were a more well-balanced team. They were more intelligent. This Celtics team is not even win or lose. That's almost irrelevant. It's just, they don't do things the right thing. It's so difficult to cheer for them, as we've discussed so many times.
I don't think it is, though. I think it's become easier to cheer for them. Like, they have been unlikable at times, but they're trying to do something that's never been done before. Mm-hmm. And to me, that makes them likable. All right.
Nobody was saying that about the Red Sox in 04 at the state that they were down 3-0 against the Yankees. So we say that now after they came back.
All right, well, game five tonight, and you can watch it with us at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach as we get ready for roadshow number 3 tomorrow morning at the Brunswick. And the roadshow brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little
or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roadshow number 3 tomorrow in Old Orchard Beach at the Swick on the beach. We'll see you there bright and early at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And that's on your bone list, I believe. Rock you like a hurricane.
Is there a leader in the clubhouse? I mean, it's early, but when it comes to roadshow so far, have you?
We've only had two.
No disrespect to either, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Whalers is always going to be number one.
Yeah, I think Whalers. Just overall, you have to consider all the factors. You got to consider the night before, who hangs out, how many people you get to hang out with the night before, how many people show up. You throw in the ambiance of the dinner and the experience at the place. Basketball Hall of Fame was a great place to do the show. It's very difficult to pick.
Plus, placement is like scheduling placement factors in.
It does.
Right, because we're going to Old Orchard Beach, right? Now, we're getting lucky that the weather's going to be nice.
Yes. Well, Greg might.
But think about what it would be like if it was in late June or mid-June, like the Beachcomba or Hampton Beach.
Correct, yes.
So you have to factor that into the element.
But last year, the weather, I don't believe, was that good when we were in Maine, and people sucked. Still showed out.
Yeah,
right,
no.
But
so,
it sucks.
Yeah.
If you can get nice weather, you know, and you have one of those. But then I always factor in the night before events on.
That's your favorite part of it.
Yeah, because that's when
hotel accommodation is very important to you because you're a hotel snob.
Well, so. And the hotel accommodations are cool, but it's the night before
wins that in unbelievable. Yes, I mean, that might have been the best room I've been in.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Ocean Edge will come sneaky near the end. Yeah. That hotel room was really nice last year.
Yeah. I guess it's what you hold highest on your list.
That's the most important thing to you. Yeah. All right. So see you there tomorrow, and we'll have guest leads at 7:20 on tomorrow's show. So bring a guest lead with you. I can't believe this, but we're on second printing of limited edition Greg Hill Show Roadshow merch. So the merch will be there tomorrow. Buy the hoodie, buy the long sleeve tee, and see you there tomorrow morning. Shime, right now it is time for this.
There's a shot to right.
It's time for the Wicked Fenway Play of the Week on the Greg Hill Show.
This ball is long gone.
Brought to you by Wicked Fenway IPA. Made for the wickedest fans in baseball. Sam Adams, born and raised in the great city of Boston and the official beer of the Boston Red Sox.
Already crushing.
Reminder, 1 week from tomorrow, it is roadshow number 4 at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall. And we will be joined there by, I think, Ty Law again.
because he just said he wants to show up, and that's what I love about Ty. Andrew Razor Raycroft will be with us at that roadshow, and so will the governor of the Commonwealth, Maura Healey. So it'll be mimosas with Maura 1 week from tomorrow. But, Chime, what is the Red Sox play of the week?
Well, so the Sox haven't had a tremendous week this week. Not a whole lot of runs scored either. Thought about going with Tanner Houck striking out the side, but I think Connor Wong deserves some credit for the home run he hit last night.
2-1. Wong skies one into left center field. This ball's carrying well. Back into Trout at the wall, and it is gone! Connor Wong just in front of the rocks in left center field. And the Red Sox have another run. It is 7-2.
All right. Wicked Fenway Play of the Week, and that is brought to you by Sam Adams and Wicked Fenway IPA, which you can find at the ballpark or your local bar or your favorite local package store. And joining us in just a little bit, 9 o'clock, it is Chaim Bloom, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and the front office report this week. This is Jeff from Maine. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Which Sebago are you guys going to be at tonight?
The Scarborough one in the summer vacation hometown of NFL commissioner Roger Goodell. So maybe he'll show up tonight.
Oh, that's awesome! All right, so it's the big one in Scarborough. Okay,
I know.
All right, we can pump for the show tomorrow though.
Can't wait to see you. Thanks. And do you think Roger Goodell is a brewery guy, or do you think he's more like a Ritz-Carlton kind of guy?
Ritz-Carlton would be my guess.
Oh, you hate those people, Greg.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
We'll be in Scarborough tonight, round 5.
Mm-hmm.
Come over there and say hello. And then, of course, the Brunswick for the game tonight, which is...
And then the post-show after party at the Shack.
No parties. We're not allowed to have parties at the Shack. That was not a part of the negotiation.
Somebody might be having a party tonight.
Oof. All right. Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox front office report coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.